Last week we discussed a little bit the Gemara and Tzadik Ches and Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says Rabbi Shulman Levi on one occasion met Eliyahu Anovi, and he asks him when is Moshiach going to come? Last week we discussed a little bit the Gemara and Tzadik Ches and Aleph towards the bottom. The Gemara says Rabbi Shulman Levi on one occasion met Eliyahu Anovi, and he asks him when is Moshiach going to come? So Eliyahu Anovi tells him, what do you ask me? Go ask Moshiach. So he says, where do I find Moshiach? So he says he's in a Pisco de Carta. Rashi says he's by the Pesach of the city Rome. What's he doing in Rome of all places? And he spoke about that last week. Rami Prague says the most unlikely place. How can I identify him when I'll go? How will I identify who's the Melech HaMashiach? So he says he's sitting by the Sikaniyim, and he's opening up his bandages and wiping off the pus and putting on medication, putting on the bandage again. So how will I identify which one is Mashiach? There's going to be more than one. Zokta Eliyahu Anovi, all of the other cholim do it in one step. They open up all the bandages and they put on the medication. And they close all the bandages, and Mashiach does one at a time, because in case the Ribbono Shel Olam calls upon him to bring the Gula, he doesn't want to delay for a minute. So the Toras Chaim asked the Kasha on his daf on Sanhedrin, how long is it going to take? A half a minute. So what's the big deal? He goes out of his way. So I saw that Ben Yehoyada has a comment, that Ben Ishchai has a comment on the Agadah here. So he says he thinks that this is, Ben Yehoyada was a Sfardi, so he doesn't know the Yiddish jokes. In Yiddish they tell about the Shnorah, the community used to give him money, and he was embarrassed. He wanted to get a job, but he couldn't do anything. So the Kehillah had a meeting, and they decided they're going to give him a job. He should sit, he wasn't sure that he should work for anything. So he should sit on top of the roof, and if he looks towards the highway, and if he sees Mashiach coming, so he should come down and tell all about Batman that Mashiach is on his way. But and this Chazer, they're going to give him at this very slight amount of money. So he came home and he told his wife that he has a job. So he tells his wife what the job is. So she says, the money is very schwach, but it's a steady job, you're secure. It's the Yoel Voit, you're going to have that job. Well, what's up with the Yoel Voit? It means we know Moshiach isn't coming, he's not coming during our lifetime. Nothing to question about. For sure Moshiach is not coming, so you get a lifetime job. So that's what the Ben Yehoyada says in this Gemara. Moshiach himself opens one at a time to be mechazik in himself and all of us. The Amunah that Moshiach can come any minute. It's not a secure job, not a lifetime job. He can come any minute, and he doesn't want to delay even for half a minute to close all of the band-aids. He wants to do one at a time, not to waste even a moment. So Rabbi Shulman Levi walks over to the Mashiach and he says, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amori. So I saw some of the Mephoshim point out, what's up, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amori? He never met him before in his life. All of a sudden became Rabbi Amori. He never learned by him. So they point out that, you see, from this Gemara, the commentaries on the bottom of the Anyankim point out, you see, if you meet an Adam Nichbad, an Adam Choshev, a Talmud Chacham, somebody very important, even though he's not your personal Rebbe, you still say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amori. That's the proper respect that is due. Then I saw Horsham also point out there is a Ramah in Yerideya, in Hilchas Kvot Talmid Chachamim, where the Ramah quotes from Yerushalmi that it's not proper to greet the Rebbe first. You should wait till the Rebbe greets you first, and then you answer back, Aleichem Shalom. You don't say Shalom Aleichem to the Rebbe. You wait till the Rebbe greets you. And Yerushalmi says it on the Pasuk in Sefer Iyov, that it says, Iyov was such an Adam Nichbod. It says, when he used to crack jokes, the listeners were afraid to laugh. I remember Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zichron Lebracha, used to say Shurim in the Meir Yeshiva. So in the middle of the Shia, it was Lebedek. He used to make a joke in the middle. Talmidim would sit and sit and no one would crack a smile. Because Rav Chaim was saying the Shia. That's what it says by Yehov. It says in the Pasuk, he would crack a joke, they would be afraid to laugh. It was so petrified. And then the Pasuk says, Ru'uni na'orim minech bo. When they see me walking down the street, they all hide. So the Rambam quotes to Yerusham, why do they hide? Because they're afraid they'd sit there and out of Yiras HaKovid, they're not afraid he's going to hit them. He's not going to hit them. Out of Yiras HaKovid, they're afraid to say Shalom Aleichem. So the Rambam quotes this La'alocha, that the proper Derech Eretz is that you don't greet the Talmud Chacham, you wait till the Talmud Chacham greets you, and then you say Aleichem Shalom. That's learned that from that Yerusham. So I saw some of the Achronim over here, and I think on the bottom of Dan Yankiv, they point out from this Gemara, you see against that Ramah. Maybe the Ramah is basing it on the Yerushalmi against the Babli. But the Babli, they forget. He walks up to the Melech HaMashiach and says, Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Amori. And then he knew who he was. He says, Shalom Aleichem Bar Levoi. Rabbi Yudit, what's his name? Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. So I saw that Ben Ishchai points out, why does he call him Bar Levoi? Why doesn't he call him by his first name? You know, in the Haftarah of Mocha Chodesh, Shaul HaMelech refers to David as Ben Yishai. He says, Madur lo bo Ben Yishai al Alechem. Why didn't Ben Yishai come? So the Pasuk says, he realized. Yonasan, the son of Shaul HaMelech, realized that his father Shaul was angry at David. So he was careful, and then the next day he threw the spear at him. Okay, so when he threw the spear at him, so he understood the father was angry at David, and he was carrying over the anger to his own son, Yonasan. How did he see the first day before he threw the spear? The Pasuk says he already saw that he was angry. So the Pasuk said because he didn't want to mention him by name. If you like the person, so you say him, you call him by his first name. If you don't like the person, so you don't call him by his first name. So why does he refer to him over here as Barley Voy? Should have said Shalom Malacha, Yeshua. His name is Yeshua Ben Levi. So what's wrong calling him by his first name? So the Ben Ishchai suggests, the Gemara continues, that he asks the Melech HaMashiach, when is he coming? So he says, Hayom. Today. He's coming today. Then he goes back, Yeshua Ben Levi goes back to Eliyahu Navi, and he says he was Meshaker. He told me a lie. He said he's coming today, and the day just came to an end. It was ready Shkia. And he's not coming. So he said, no, he didn't mean he's coming Hayom. He meant Hayom in Bekolus Hashmo. If they saw the Dutshuva, that's how the Gemara came to the conclusion before. If they saw the Dutshuva, then there'll be the Gula HaSidr. Either it could be Zohar or it can be Achishena. If it'll be Zohar, they'll do Tshuva on their own. Great. So whenever they'll do Tshuva, the Gula will take place. And if it'll be lo zocher, then we'll have to wait to be itos. So then the Rabbanu Shlom will be mamid a melech kosher kohaman, say roshir is kosher slaman, and we'll twist our arm until we'll do tshuva. But the gula is not going to come without any tshuva. That was the maskanas Gemara that we learned. That's how the Rambam quoted. That was the maskanas machlekes between the Tanoim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And what finally said, Rabbi Lezer shosak. He couldn't answer the taina of Rabbi Yeshua, and he was masking with him that he's right. He kept on debating back and forth. It must have been a long debate over a period of time. And the final maskana was, like the Rambam understood anymore, that there has to be davka with tshuva. So that's what the Melech HaMashiach meant when he told him, Shulma Levi, he's coming Hayam. He didn't mean today. He said, he's coming Hayam in the Kodesh Hashmoah. Ben Yisrael to do, we'll do tshuva. Either we'll do tshuva beratzen, then it'll be zochu, it'll be achishena. And if loy zochu, they won't do tshuva on their own. So they'll have to wait till the ita. When the ita will come, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo will pressure us till we'll tighten the screws till we're going to do tshuva. So he makes a comment, Eliyahu Navi makes a comment to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. So he says, tell me verbatim the conversation that you had with Mashiach. So he tells him, he greeted me, Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi. He says, then you know for sure, it's secure that you and your father are going to go to Olam Habo. How does he say he and his father? So that's what the Ben Yishchai says, the Ben Yoyoda writes over here, that the reason why he said Shalom Alecha Bar Levoi, why didn't he say his name? What did he say, the father's name? He wanted them to know that not only does he recognize him, he recognizes his father also, that the father is also going to go to Olam Habo.
Does anyone know who Rabbi Shua Ben Levi's father was?
Question whether it's the famous Levy or a different Levy. I don't know. Yeah. Then the Gemara tells us a strange story. Also, the Ben Yehoyada has a lot to say. Gives a whole fancy interpretation. The Gemara has a whole agadata that the Talmidim met another Tana, Yesi Ben Kisma, and they ask him, when does he think the Melech HaMashiach is going to come? So he says he knows the answer, but he doesn't want to tell him because they're going to pressure him that he should give them an oise. So they promise they're not going to pressure him that he should give an oise. Then when he tells them when Mashiach is going to come, then they start pressuring him he should give an oise. So he just said it doesn't want. And then after they promised him they're not going to force him to give an oise, then he get an oise. So the whole story doesn't make any sense. So that's why the Ben Yehoyada tries to reinterpret. It gives a complicated cheshbon, al pi kabbalah. It's very complicated. Pashtus is very, very strange gemara. So he says, when will a gula take place? Apparently he's standing al pisco shel rom, and he says, when this gate, that's a problem also, Rabshut and Kisma. Rav Yosef and Kisma lived in Eretz Yisrael, and that's what all the Mefarshim asked him. You don't find that he ever went to Rome. What is he standing by Rome? And then the last line in the daf, so they asked him, they pressured the Rav Yosef ben Kisma to give a simon. So he gives a simon with the Jordan River, with the Yarden comes out of Maras Pamayas. That's what we call it Pamayas, and the Arabs can't pronounce it Pei. So they call it Banyas. The Banyas is the Yarden because it comes out, used to come out from a cave. And then I think there was an earthquake, less than 100 years ago. There's an earthquake, so the Jordan was diverted. But originally, Bismana Gemara, it always used to come out of Maras Pamayas. So the Tana of Yosef ben Kisma, he's in Rome, and all of a sudden he's in the Banyas. Stira, where is he? In Eretz Yisrael, in Rome. And he says, if the water turns into dam, that's a simon to what I say is true, and the water turned into dam. So they knew that it was true. So the whole story is peladic. That's what Kadamanais is. A problematic issue. So when did he say, when is Ben David coming? When is the Gula going to take place? So he says, these gates of Rome will be destroyed, and then it'll be rebuilt. It'll be destroyed a second time, it'll be rebuilt. And that's it. And when they'll be working on rebuilding it the third time, then Mashiach will come before they'll have a chance to rebuild it the third time. He doesn't give a specific date. He just says when they'll try to rebuild it the third time. The Ben Ish Chai quotes Midrashim on this week's Sedra, Parshas Toldos, that when Yitzchok Avinu requested of Esav that he should go hunt for him and prepare a meal and put him in a good mood, and he wants to give him the brachas, and then Rivka gave instructions to Yaakov that he should prepare the food and give it to the father. So when Esav comes in and he finds out that Yaakov already got the brachas, so it says he started to cry. So how long did he cry? Chumash doesn't say. So the Ben Ish Chai quotes Midrashim that he shed two tears, and the third tear was about to come out. He was an adult. So it's strange that an adult should cry. So the Medrash, he quotes a few Midrashim, say that he shed two tears, and the third tear welled up in his eye, and he never shed that tear. So he says, because of the fact that Yaakov caused this Agmas Nefesh to Esav, we had no prayer. The Netziv has on Chumash about this, that it's a p'china, he was instructed by his mother that he should do this. He was, Olai Yisama b'nevua, Olai Kedaloscha b'ni. So the Talmud Mukhlim says, Olai Yitama b'nevua, that Rivka was given a nevua, that this is what Yankiv should do. But Lamaisa Yankiv was ba'avling Esav. He hurt his feelings, and then he felt very bad after that. He was crying. So the Netziv quotes Midrashim that whenever you do Chatei b'shul shetiske, whenever you have to, when you have a p'china, pikuach nefesh, zdecha Shabbos, let's say someone has to go to the hospital on Shabbos, so you don't have to do tshuva for the chilul Shabbos that you did. Not the doctor who's machal Shabbos to treat the patient, and not the parents, and not the relatives who drove him to the hospital. That's heta gomer, pikuach nefesh, zdecha. Well, you hold tchuya hutra, but it doesn't make a difference. My bottom line is muta. Muta is muta, so you don't have to do tshuva. Or when a person does esedecha loy sese, it's doiche, it's not hutar, but the bottom line is muta. Muta is muta. When a choyla has to eat on Yom Kippur because the doctor says it's suffix sakana, it's a muta. You don't have to do any tshuva for that. But sometimes there's an inyan that's chatei bishvil shetiske. You don't really have a heter, but the halacha says it's a good investment. We would recommend that you should do this Aveira in order to gain a lot in Ruchnius. It has to be a Vadai, it has to be a very valuable investment, it has to be that it's a slight Aveira and the Rebbech is going to be tremendous Rebbech and Ruchnius. So then you have a Pchin of Chatei B'Shul Shetizke. So whenever you have Chatei B'Shul Shetizke, Tosis writes in Tainus, if a person had a terrible Cholim on Lil Shabbos, then we recommend that he should fast the Tainus Chalayim in order to break off the effect of the chaloyim, because the sum chaloyim is echem nishish and menevuah. If a person has a chaloyim and he wakes up and he laughs it away, shine, so he doesn't have to fast. He doesn't have to have any tainus, he doesn't need a tovus chaloyim. But if he has a bit chaloyim and he takes it to heart and he's aggravated about it, then we assume that it's echem nishish and menevuah, and he has to do something about it, so he has to fast on Shabbos. But this idea of fasting on Shabbos, we don't consider that suffix hakanas nefashis. Suffik bikroch nefesh, and therefore it's mutter to fast on Shabbos. I don't know exactly why not, but that's what the Netziv points out. So we consider it a good investment. We say that this is a b'china b'chatei b'shil shetiske, it pays. We would recommend that you should fast on Shabbos in violation of the dinam of Shabbos in order to break the gzeira roar that was indicated in this nevuah. So that's what the Gemara says, boy lemesev leitainis leitainisa, because of the fact that he's sitting there, he's fasting on Shabbos, he needs a kapara for that. Why? Because whenever you have chatei b'shul shetiske, you don't really have a heter to do the avera. It's considered a good investment. It's kedai to invest like this. So that's what the Netziv points out, that Yaakov Avinu, even though Rivka told him alai tama b'nevua, she was told b'nevua that this is what Yaakov should do, but somehow, even though there was a nevua, it was considered a p'china of chatei b'shul shetiske. It wasn't an outright heter. So that's why the Bnei Yisrael needed a kapara for the fact that we caused aggravation to Esau. So then it's in quotes on Medrash that says that when the Gzeiris Haman was made, that they wanted to wipe out L'Hashman L'Harab of Skola Heudim, so it says, V'Yizok Zokok Dor L'Morad Miyoz. The Mordechai was screaming on the top of his lungs, he was davening and shrying. So this was the aggravation that Mordechai had, all of Klal Yisrael had, then in the end nothing happened. It was just the Matop Gikumim et Tishrek. They were petrified. They thought that they want to wipe out all the Jews. L'Hashman L'Abba has Kol Ayudim, and then it turned out that it was just a Shrek and nothing came out. So the aggravation that they suffered later in the days of Haman, that was as a kapara for the fact that Yaakov aggravated Esau. So the Ben Ishchai claims that perhaps that's the idea over here. Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma had some kind of a tradition that because of the two tears that Esau shed, so that's why he's going to be zechet two times. It's going to be zecher two times to have Rome rebuilt. It's not going to be rebuilt the third time. Third time is not going to happen. And when Rome will collapse the third time of the beholding in the middle of rebuilding it, it's just not going to happen. That's when the Gula will come. That's what's holding up the Gula. What's holding up the Gula is that Bnei Yisrael need a kapara for the fact that that Esav was aggravated on the occasion when Yanka was getting the brachas. That's what we suggest. So. With a lot of Kabbalah in between, that's all. That's the easy part, and the rest is more complicated. When Rabbi Yosi ben Kisma was about to die, so he requested of those who were by him, Hamniku li Aroni, please bury me very, very deep in the ground. In Hilchas Kvura, the halacha doesn't require that you have to bury so deep. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He discusses, let's say it's very wet, very swampy. If you're going to bury very low in the ground, 6 feet under, it's going to be a bizarre mess because it's too watery over there. So, but you can't just leave the body on top of the ground. So you have to cover with offer. So how much offer do you have to have? So Moshe has in his tshuvas that 3 tefachim is enough. He brings achokas from the sif in Yeriday. 3 tefachim is enough. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch, if you want to bury mesim on top of each other when the Beis HaKvaros is full already, you have no more area. So the din allows you in Europe, in some communities, in Kalish and other communities, they did like that. So they buried Mesim on top of each other. So the din in Yeriday is based on a Maseches Machos that you have to have 6 tefachim of offer in between. So Moshe explains that 3 tefachim around each body, around each Oren, relates to that Oren. So you have to have 6 tefachim in between the Oren and the one next to it. A lot of times they don't have that now in the cemetery, the Mamish one next to the Oren. But that's what it says in the Yeriday. You're supposed to have 6 tefachim in between one Oren and the other sideways. And on top, because every body or every Oren has to have 3 tefachim above and 3 tefachim on the side and 3 tefachim below. So Moshe says it would appear, Al Pi Pashtus, that from the surface of the ground all you need is 3 tefachim above for on top of the on top of the kever, on top of the oren, on top of the mace. So he requested of the of his talmidim, Hamikuli Aroni, please bury me very deep. Why? Because he says the Ruach HaKodesh, Evocho Kol Dekel BeDekel Shebevol V'Shein Su Shel Parsim Nikshabo. He foresees in the future that Paros and Modai are going to take over Bovel, and they're going to have millions and millions of horses, and then all these horses are going to come into Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he's describing Mechemes Gog Magog. Like the Gemara said before, how many millions of soldiers are going to be? How many millions of soldiers? It's over 2 million soldiers, the Gemara said. And then, they're going to use these Aronis as an avus for the behemoth. So if the Aron is not going to be too deep, so they're going to dig up my Aron and they're going to be mevazami. The animals are going to be eating out of my Aron. So do me a favor, bury me very deep. So they won't dig up my Aron, it'll be so deep. It won't pay for them to be matriach so much. That was the request that he made of the Talmid. Then the Gemara has a tradition, the Malchus or Rishor is going to be shoylit either on Klal Yisrael and on the whole world. There are two girsis. This Gemara says Al Yisrael, and on the side they point out on the left margin that the girsa, the same member appears in the Gemara Yuma, and there it's slightly different. It says on the whole world. The Malchus or Rishor usually assumes to be the Christian ruling government. So the Malchus Hashem is going to rule on the world for 9 months. What's that? This 9 months, because the pasuk describes it's chevlei leida, because the pasuk describes the geula as a leida, that the Bnei Yisrael will be like a katan shenayla dami. It'll be considered as if reborn, born again Jews. So it takes 9 months till you have the pregnancy is over. So it's going to take 9 months. And there's pain, usually there's pain, that was as a result of the Eitz HaDaas. So the Bnei Shalom says, Be'etzev Tel Dibonim is going to be pain for the 9 months. So it's going to be 9 months of major aggravation. There's been so much aggravation that the Bnei Yisrael suffered all over the world throughout all the generations. But apparently there's going to be some concentrated aggravation for 9 months. That's going to be like corresponding to the Tisha Yar Chiledo, and then the Bnei Yisrael is going to be reborn. Ades Yoleda Yolda. That's the person. So then the Amoraim said, Amarula, Yesei, Halavai, Mashiach, Zal Shankum, Nevelaya, Hamina. I don't want to be there when Mashiach comes. Going to be Chevlei Mashiach. I don't want to say, Chena, Amarabi, Yesei, Velech. My Rabbi also said, I hope Mashiach comes first. I don't want to be there to see the suffering. It's going to be terrible Chevlei Mashiach. Yosef says, no, he doesn't agree. He says, Yesei, Zal Mashiach coming, and I want to be there. And even if I'll be in the most bizoyendika location, Gita Moshel, it's a very strange Yesei, Zolshan Mashiach Kumin, the Eski, I should be Zecha, the Esev, I should sit in the shade, Betula, the Kufisa, the Chamra. That the Pasuk said in Zechariah that Mashiach is going to come, Ani Verech of Al-Khamor, a humble person, Onov, Verech of Al-Khamor, riding on a donkey. We have the Gemara that Shvar Malka recommended, I'll give him a horse. He's making fun of the Jewish belief that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey. So he tells Shmuel, I think we saw it this week. Shmuel Markle told Shmuel, I'll give him on a white horse. Well, he have to come on a donkey. So the Gemara says he's going to come on a donkey. No, a donkey makes tzoyah. So Rabbi Yosef says, I'm prepared. I'll be happy to be there when Mashiach comes. And I'll sit in the shade of the tzoyah when the behemah when the chamor is moitzi rei. What kind of a loshen is that? He wants to see Mashiach already. He's prepared to suffer all of the Chevli Mashiach. So the Gemara says that they had a discussion. Abaye was the nephew of Rabbi. He was Talmud of Rabbi. Abaye was a Yosem. He was raised by his uncle Rabbi. So he says, my timer. Well, why do you say you don't want to be there when Mashiach comes? Because they're afraid of Chevli Mashiach. But we have a Braisa that says, the Yestra Beloza, the Tana Mayasar, the Yinosim, the Chevli Shal Mashiach. What should a person do in order to be Nitzal? So the Gemara says, Masech Shabbat, so should Nitzal Shudas. That's the Gemara in Perek called Kisrei. Yeah, I think the Mashal quotes it. He could have said that also. Each al shudas. So what's the problem? But he quoted a different member. He quotes the Tanner of Losa said, "Mayaso haminatz mechavish al Mashiach, yaski b'tori b'milus chasadim, and you'll be nitzal." So he asks his uncle Rabbi, "What are you worried about? You're a big Talmud Chacham. You're oisik in Torah." And the Gemara says that Rabbi was oisik in milus chasadim also. What are you afraid of? Malay. So Rabbi says, "Yeah, I know. I'm still afraid. Shema Yigur Machet. Fine, I have the promise. After Avtoch of the town of Reb Lozer, that whoever is Oisik in Milas Chasodim and Torah, whoever each Shalashudis. will be nitzan lechev l'mashiach, but he's still afraid. Shema yigrom hachet. You always have to be concerned. As we know, the Rebbeinu Shalom promised Yaakov Avinu when he runs away, Vayetze. He promised in Parshas Vayetze. He promises Yaakov Avinu hinei nechim uchishmatich b'chol asher teilech. Promises Yaakov Avinu is going to take care of him, he's going to watch him and protect him and everything. And then when he's coming back, in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, it says Vayirei Yaakov miyod Vayetze lo. Yaakov was afraid when he came up to Esav. He's afraid that Esav is going to harm him. What is he afraid? The Rebbeinu Shalom lechvodo yatzmi gave him haftocha. There's nothing to worry about. So the answer was he was concerned. Shema Yigrom Hachet, the haftocha that was told to him may have been understood that it's only conditional if he'll observe all the mitzvahs properly. The Gemara, I think someone mentioned last week, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that if the Rebbeinu Shlom gives a nevuah l'toivo, it's understood that it's not conditional. Any nevuah l'ra is always self understood that it's conditional, but nevuah l'toivo is not assumed to be conditional. So that's what the Rabbi Yitzchak had, the Shtikotar and the Hakdama, to one of his, I think, to the Ein Yitzchak. So he quotes that kasha from the Mefarshim. How can Yaakov Avinu be concerned? Shema Yigrom Hachet, but this is a nevuah l'taiva. So nevuah l'taiva, the Rebbeinu Shalom promised, Ein Anechi Mishpatich B'chol Asher Teilech, is not going to be conditional. So he answers, Rabbi Yitzchak answers, if you look in the Rambam, you'll see what the answer is. The Rambam explains, why is it that any time there's a nevuah l'taiva, it's self-understood that it's not conditional, because the Pasuk says in Chumash, how do you test the Navi to see if he's a Navi Sheker or a Navi Emes? He has to give an Osa Mofis, and you see if it, he has to predict in advance what something unusual is going to happen. He predicts he's going to rain. Listen to the television, you know it's going to rain. So that's not, he called someone up in Chicago or in Los Angeles and he told him it's raining, so he knows it's going to rain over here. That's not a Chiddush. So he has to predict something that Bederech HaTeva no one would know about. And then if it comes true, then you see that he's a Navi Emes. If it doesn't come true, so you see he's a Navi Sheker. But what happens if he predicts a tremendous type of money is going to come down from heaven? Then the money doesn't come down from heaven. So you chap him as a Navi HaSheker. Why? Maybe it was self-understood that this money coming down from heaven, the Nevuah, the Haftoch of the Teva, is conditional only if the people will observe Torah Mitzvah. If they don't observe Torah Mitzvah, it's not going to happen. So the Rambam says that's why we have a tradition that a Nevuah of the Teva is not going to be conditional. Otherwise, how can you test the Navi on such a Nevuah? Nevuah l'Ra'ah is assumed that it always is conditional, but a Nevuah l'Taiva is never conditional. So Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan says that's only if it's a Nevuah that's given to a Navi to deliver to someone else. But Yaakov Avinu is given a Nevuah directly. He's told the Nevuah, Hinei Nechimo, Chishmaticha B'chol Asher Teilech. That was directly to him. It's not a question whether it was a Nevuah Semes or Nevuah Sheker. He heard the Rebbeinu Shalom tell him directly, this was the Nevuah. So the only time, the Rambam explains, the only time a Nevuah L'Taiva is not assumed to be conditional, it's always assumed to be unconditional, is only if the Navi is delivering Nevuah to someone else. But he was directly to Yaakov Avinu. So that's why he has to be concerned about Shema Yigrom Hachet. Then he must say, Kidatanya, we have another occasion, that Takagoram Hachet, Yaakov Avinu was afraid Shema Yigrom Hachet, and Rabba was afraid Shema Yigrom Hachet. So that's why he would prefer Mashiach should come, and I don't want to be there. I don't want to be there to suffer the Chevli Moshiach. And we have another occasion, not just Shema Yigrom Hachet, Taka was Gorom Hachet, on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Al Yavram Hashem, Al Yavram Zukanisa. All of Oz Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael, they all said like that. They said Beruach HaKodesh twice. Why did they say Al Yavram Hashem, Al Yavram Zukanisa? Why did they say twice? Sayito Loshen. So the Gemara has a tradition that the Yito Loshen is referring to Ayabram Hashem is the Bir Rishayna. The first time they entered Eretz Yisrael, days of Yishuv Benun. Ayabram Zukanis is referring to the Bir Shnia, the second time they'll come into Eretz Yisrael, in days of Ezra and Nehemiah, after the Golus Bavel, and Mamiyata Ruk. So why they both mentioned in the same pasuk? And Mamiyata, that's like a hekish. We used to think of a hekish in a matter of halacha. You have two dinim mentioned in the same pasuk, so it has the status of a hekish, the connection. Here you have a hekish in history. The Pasuk writes together the two Yavram Hashems, the Knesset Rishayin in Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. That was with Osin Samovsim, with Nisim and Eflois, all the Muhammads were with Nisim and Eflois, that no one was killed in the first one. So on, Aaron Abris went first and it knocked down all the enemies. And then the Bir Shnia was not like that at all. Bir Shnia in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah was supposed to be Ruya and more Meyato. Based on the Hekish, we really should have said, Ruyim, are you so Ruyas, Islam Nesbi, Biashnik, Bi Rishayna, the entering of Eretz Yisrael on the days of Ezra and Nehemiah in the building, the second base of Mikdash should have been with Oysters and Moslem and Nisim and the floors. Like the first time, Elisha Goram HaChet, not the Hashem Yigram HaChet, but actually Goram HaChet. What was the Chet that was Gerig? So this is a discussion in the other Gemaras. The Gemara Brochus in the first part, Gemara Brochus Davdalad has the same memory. So Brochus Davdalad, the Mephoshim have a Machloikis, what the Chet was. So some say the Chet was the fact that the Yidin didn't come back. When they had Rishus from Koresh, they had Rishus from the Goyish government. They returned to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go back. So the Rosh Hashanah was angry. Why didn't they all come back? So that was the Chet because of which the Nisim and the Floors were not given. And others say no, it was the Chet that they were Mishtachra L'Tselem in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. Only Hanan Mishal Azariah refused to worship Abed Ezer. The others did worship Abed Ezer. So that's what the Medrash says, that was the whole Gzeirah of Haman, because Hishtachu L'Tzelem. And some of the Mepharshim and Brachas, Dabdal, let's say, that was the Shigorim HaChet, that was the Chet. That they were worshipping Abed Ezer in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, so Rebbe Shalom was angry. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yechanan also had such an attitude. Yesiv Lechamin, he hopes Mashiach comes soon, but I don't want to be around, I don't want to see it. Because we're going to suffer, those who are going to be present will be suffering for 9 months, like the Chevi or the Chevle or Leda, before the Bnei Yisrael will be reborn. So Rish Lakish was a Talmud Rabbi Yechon, and says, what are you worried about? If you're concerned about what it says in the Pasuk, about how terrible things are going to be, the Chevle Moshiach, it's going to be that they're going to be Kasha Yonus Ishmael Fnehu Ari, there's going to be one Tzara, then the people will be nitzel from that, they'll run away from that, then they'll bump into another Tzara, then they'll run away from that, they'll bump into another Tzara. Like Rahman al-Islam, the people went through the war, and they they barely survived by the Nazis, then they come to Eretz Yisrael, then they barely survived there from the Palestinians, from all the Arabs over there. Every time they run away, so they bump into another Tzara. So the Pasuk says, this is going to be the Chevlei Moshiach. It'll be a mashal amad of a day, but it doesn't mean they're going to be lions and bears and snakes, but it's a mashal. Kashi yonis ishmet nehu harir, fogu hadoi, if he's kam is nitzel from the lion, then the bear starts up with him, then he finally comes home and he locks the door, then he gets bitten by a snake in his house. V'samach yorol gira, shocha nochash. So Rish Lakish says, there's nothing new about that. We have that now. You're surviving, tells Rabbi Yechanan. You're surviving that now. We're all surviving that. Everybody has that. You don't have to wait till Chevlei Moshiach. We have it now. People survived the war, and then they survived Eretz Yisrael, and then they survived the Twin Towers attack. Some of them don't survive, some of them do survive. So those who are surviving are pulling through. He says, we have it now, that they're stealing, the Umas Olam are stealing, the government officials are stealing the karkois from the Bnei Yisrael. So then finally you become potter from that Asik, and you come to the city, then the tax collector comes, and he takes unbelievable tax, the Gabai. Gaboi HaMelech means they're taking unbelievable amount of taxes. That's like Pogodov. And then when he comes home, he sees his children are dying from starvation. Nichnas lebeisam, what's upon him, benos matolim berob, domish mishin ashoch anosh. So he says, this tzara that you run from one tzara to the other tzara to the other tzara, when you nitzel from the first tzara, you think you have a respite, that'll be able to relax a little bit. You don't, you have another tzara. This we have keseder. That's the history of the Jewish people, you have that keseder. That's the longest simon in Shulchan Aruch, is an Ebenezer, simon Yuzayin, a simon about Heter Agunis. Because that's the history of the Jewish people. It has all the descriptions of all the cases that man was, find a dead body Ahir, a dead body Aher, with the tefillin, the Rabbi Natan, with the Gartel, without the Gartel, they have the whole history of all the pogroms, is describing simon Yuzayin. So he says, so what are you, Rish Lakish Es Rabbi Yechanan, what are you so petrified about the Chevlei Moshiach, what's it going to be worse than it is now? So he says, no, it's going to be much worse. Elam Mishum Dechsiv, there's another pasuk that says, there's going to come a time, Ashver, a pasuk. So he says, what's the pshat in the pasuk? The pasuk says, Omarav Bayitzchuk Omarav, the taich in the pasuk was very difficult. So he says, the taich in the pasuk is, Misha Kol Gvura Shalo won't be able to do anything. Like Kol Geber, the one who is all powerful, Yada Bal Chalatzav Kayaleda, like a woman who's giving birth, Kent has no kayak to do anything, so too the one who is all powerful won't be able to do anything. Who is the one who's all powerful? The Rashi interprets as a description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Rebbe Shalom is the Misha Gvur Shalom. So he is going to be Imanech Vetzor, he will be suffering along with the Bnei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Biatzma Kayaleda. And what is he going to be aggravated about? So Rashi quotes the next line in the Gemara. Rashi interprets this, the Misha Kola Gvur Shalom is a description of the Rebbe Shalom. Other Rishonim are not happy with that. The Yad Ramah thinks that it's an inappropriate way to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next line in the Gemara is the Rebbe Shalom speaking. Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halom HaMaisa, the next line in the Gemara. But in this line to interpret that this is the Rebbe Shalom is all powerful and is unable to do anything, so the Yad Ramah interprets that it goes on Tzadikim. It's not an allusion to the Rebbe Shalom. Whatever it is, the Gemara says the Rebbe Shalom will say at that time, Rebbe Shalom will make a statement, Halo l'maisi yodai, v'halo l'maisi yodai. In other places, yeah. Why is it more difficult over here than the other Gemara? I don't know, the Ben Ishchai also gets very upset about Rashi. He thinks you have to learn like the Yad Ramah. The other Gemara is like that. Hayek v'roisa. Yeah, I don't know. So the Gemara says, the Rebbe Shalom will make a comment. That's what we have now. When the media always has the news about a terrorist attack in Eretz Yisrael, about a suicide attack, so they say there were 15 victims. There was the terrorist got killed. He's one of the victims. The terrorist got killed, and there was one Arab terrorist who the suicide bomber, and then they had 14 Jews were killed. So what do they reckon him around? So I'm not in a way of presenting things. So the Gemara says the Rebbe Shalom is going to give a krechts. What am I going to do? He created the Arabs also, and he created the Eden also. He has Rahmanus on the Arabs also. Why doesn't the Rebbe Shalom give the Eden the Kerech to wipe out all the Arabs, and that'll be the end of the whole story? No, it's the Halol HaMaisi, the human beings. What do you mean human beings? Who's the Raidif and who's the Nirdaf? The Raidif is Nital Atzila Ben Afsha. What kind of Elohim? That's what everyone wonders. What's going on in the Gemara? So the Rebbe Shalom says, how can I wipe out these because of the... What do you mean, how can you wipe out? The right of his nita latzila ben apsha. But the Rebbe Shalom is going to be in a quandary. What kind of quandary? People have an expression, right, when off altura, usually I have my shore. The farmer has the shore on the farm, in the corral. And he feeds him food and he has water. When the shore is running and he trips and he breaks his leg, so you send him away to the hospital or whatever, he has to get better. So the farmer feels bad. He has an empty corral. There's no behemoth there to take care of. So he takes his horse in. The horse is usually in a stable at a different location. So he takes the horse closer to the house and he takes him into the corral. And then when the cow gets better, so now the farmer feels bad. What am I going to do? Kick out the horse? But the horse, Nebuch, the horse was here for so long. Kolzman, that the cow was recuperating, so the horse was there. So they want to give such a marshal about the Umas Olam and Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael are their favorite cow. And the Umas Olam are like the horse. Bnei Yisrael doesn't want to have the horse near him. He doesn't have any chavivas, but he was punishing Bnei Yisrael for so long because of Bnei Chatoenu Galinim Yatzenu. So he was giving the Koyach and the Gvura to the Umas Olam. He was favoring them. So then when it comes, Bnei Yisrael already, we had enough suffering. So comes the time for the Gula, so Rebbe Shalom is going to feel bad. Halol HaMaisi Yodav, Halol HaMaisi Yodav. What am I going to do now? I have to figure out, for so long I had a horse here, that I'm just going to throw out the horse. It's a strange Gemara. Strange Gemara. The Mefarshim find it very difficult. What's with Zainaz Mashiach that Kumen? So the Gemara says it'll be good for the Jews. I see him saw the Achlish name Mashiach. It'll be good. We'll enjoy a good time. Of course. Who then? Velaman Achaluhu. Chiluk Abilik Achaluhu. What's the Goyim are going to enjoy Imosa Mashiach? Of course it's going to be for Bnei Yisrael. What's he driving at? Who is it? Amrav Gidlam Arab. The Yidin will enjoy Imosa Mashiach. What kind of a lotion is that? Zagmar name. He's taking a stand. Rav Gidlam Arab is taking a stand. Latukim with the Rav Hilo. There was one of the Chachamim who said, "Hey, Mashiach Yisrael, Mashiach is not going to come." Made a public declaration, Rabbi Hillel, there isn't going to be any Mashiach. Shekrachlu b'mei Chizkiyah. there isn't going to be any Mashiach. So Rav Gidla Merab says, it's not true. We still believe in Bias HaMashiach. Lo achlu b'mei Chizkiya. The Gemara said before, the Rabbanu Shalom wanted to make Chizkiya Melech. There was the Rabbanu Shalom had such a plan. That was the Gemara, Razili. The Rabbanu Shalom's original plan, one is going to make the Mechemes, Sancheirub is going to be the Mechemes Gog and Magog. And Chizkiya Melech is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. But because he didn't say Shira, so that's why the whole plan was changed. We have to suffer for so many thousands of years because the plan was changed. So the Gemara says, Razili, the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, don't ask any kashas. That was the Gemara that we had before. So the Gemara says here that at that occasion of the Yeshua, the Hatzolah that they had when Sancheira came to Eretz Yisrael, they had such hanoah and such nachas that was already the promise of the Rabbanu Shalom to give the good tidings of Melech HaMashiach. The Rabbanu Shalom is Yotzi, his promise, he's not going to bring a gift. So that's what Rav Hillel said. So the Gemara says, we don't accept his opinion. We hold that Mashiach, there will be a Melech HaMashiach in the future that we will enjoy. So I'm wondering what Rav Hillel really thought like that. So the Ben Ish Chai says, no, he says it was just a ruse. He says he just wanted to get the Balabatim to stop Hershanuf Tzeredneg Mashiach. The Gemara said before, Mashiach is one of the things that's going to be Pesach Hadas. That's what we had on Tzadik Zayin and Reish. Shlosha Boim Pesach Hadas, Elohim, Mashiach Metziah V'Yakov. So he wants that no one should be concentrating on the coming of Mashiach. Rashi said on that Gemara that it doesn't mean that. It means Pesach Hadas, you shouldn't calculate, make Cheshbon, it's when he's going to come. But you should keep on tumbling about Mashiach. There's nothing wrong with tumbling about Mashiach as long as you don't fix this particular date when he's going to come. So the Ben Ish Chai says that Rabbi Hillel gehalten, that Mashiach is going to come, Hesach Hadas means total Hesach Hadas, not only the way Rashi says, complete Hesach Hadas. So he wanted the Balabatim to be Nisyaish when the coming of Mashiach. They shouldn't even dream about it. So he said, there isn't going to be any Mashiach, forget about it. We already had the Mashiach in the days of Chizkiyahu Melech, forget it. So once the Balabatim will forget it, then Mashiach will come. So not that he really meant it, that's how the Ben Yehoyada says, not that he really meant it, this was just a gimmick in order to get the Balabatim not to talk about the coming of Mashiach. The Poshim Shat is that it's not so. That he really meant it. The Rav Hillel really meant it. Ei Mashiach l'Yisrael. And then the Gemara says, we don't accept his opinion. The Gemara says, Shor Elemar the Rav Hillel. The Rabbi Shalom should forgive Rav Hillel for making such a statement. Here the Gemara in the next daf has, about 10 lines from the top of Tzadik Tes Amid Aleph, where it says it has the asterisk, and it said the first Masoros HaShas says Le'el Tzadik Ches Amid Beis, that this Gemara that we just had, so that's the same member. Rabbi Hillel Loimer, Ein Lohem Mashiach Lisosh Kvar Chlubi Mechizki, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Shore Le'mori, the Rabbi Shalom should forgive Rabbi Hillel for making such a statement, that's ridiculous. How can he say such a thing? When Chizkiyahu HaMelech lived, Chizkiyahu HaMelech wasn't the end of the Bais Rishon period. Chagas Chai Malachim in the Bais Sheni period, the Navi Zechariah, who is in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, says, Mashiach is going to come, Ani Barachav Alach Amar. That's one of the psukim that we had before. So what do you mean there isn't going to be a Mashiach? Chai HaNavi, who lived after Chizkiyahu HaMelech, is talking about Mashiach. So the simple pshat in Gemara is that Rav Hillel really meant it, not like that Ben Ish Chai is interpreting, that he only meant it, that the people should be nisyayish from the coming of Mashiach, and Mele Mashiach, this day, we stand a better chance of Mashiach come because it'll be a Hesach Hadas. The Pesach of Shatning Mar is that he really held like that. There isn't going to be any Melech HaMashiach. Samvod Nezach, the Rabbi Chanan has an essay about this. How can it be? The Rambam says that there are 13 Ikori HaMun, and one of them is the coming of Mashiach, HaNeimam HaMun Shlem B'yis HaMashiach. And the Rambam writes, whoever doesn't believe in the Yud Gimel Ikori HaMun is like an Apikoris. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. So what do you mean, Rabbi Hillel didn't believe in the coming of Mashiach? So he's not, one of the Ikori HaMun is not part of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Chanan Vassman writes in his essay, it didn't become an Ikar and Amun until they debated it at that time. So it was a Machloikis in the days of the Chacham. So Rabbi Hillel said, it's not, there isn't going to be any Mashiach. But then when they outvoted him, and they said that Rabbanu Shalom should forgive Rabbi Hillel for making such a blasphemous statement that there isn't going to be any Mashiach. So from that time on, it became considered an Ikar and Amun. Until then it wasn't. That's how Rabbi Chanan writes. Many years ago, Rabbi Soloveitchik sent in a letter to the editor of one of the newspapers. Apparently they had interviewed him after he had his operation. So they interviewed him when he was in Boston, and they quoted things in his name that he denied ever saying. And he quoted it all with quotations, direct quotations. So he sent in a letter to the newspaper. He said it cannot be a direct quotation for two reasons. First of all, they quoted him as saying he was speaking in Hebrew. So he said, first of all, they quoted him as saying something about Mashiachiyut, Messianism. So he says, Mashiachiyut, I consider that a trefa word. That word doesn't exist in my lexicon. I never use that word. That's the word that people use who don't believe in a human being who's going to come as Melech HaMashiach. They believe that it's going to come a tkufa of peace on earth, goodwill towards fellow men. It's going to be a period of peace. Mashiachiyut, but they don't believe in it. Melech HaMashiach says that's a trefa word. We do believe in Melech HaMashiach. So in that essay, he writes, that letter to the editor, Zalang Megillah, so in that letter to the editor of the paper, he writes, that's what Hillel held. Rabbi Hillel and Gemara didn't say there isn't going to be any Kufas HaMashiach. No, he said, Eilah HaMashiach is not going to be a person who is going to be the Melech HaMashiach. There will be a Kufa of peace, there will be a Kufa of Mashiachiyut, but there won't be a Melech HaMashiach. So maybe it fits in here, but it doesn't fit in. The previous Gemara doesn't sound like that. The previous Gemara sounds like Kvar Chlubi Mechizkiya. There won't be a period of pleasure for the Bnei Yisrael. We won't have any Hanoras Olam Hazeh. There won't be any Muslim Shia. I don't know. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggests. Then he said the other reason why it's clearly not a quotation from him is because they quoted, he never said the whole statement, and then he said what he did say, and he gives a whole arichas. But there, Hagav, he in his letter to the editor, he interprets, he thinks that that's what the Gemara means. Ein lehem Mashiach v'Yisrael means there won't be a person, Mashiach ben David, a human being, is going to be. Mashiach ben David. So what's this all about? Why does Mashiach ben Yosef have to get killed? Who is it? What's happening? So the Goyim had a tradition which they wrote up. They wrote Midrashim about this, that the Mashiach ben David, to prove Mashiach ben David. So what's this all about? Why does Mashiach ben Yosef have to get killed? Who is it? What's happening? So the Goyim had a tradition which they wrote up. They wrote Midrashim about this, that the Mashiach ben David, to prove that he is the authentic, bona fide Melech HaMashiach, will have to show an awesome office. They'll have to do a Tchiyas HaMesim on the Mashiach ben Yosef. So that's how we'll know that's the whole story. We want to have someone get killed first, Mashiach ben Yosef, and then Mashiach ben David will come, make a tchias ha-mesim on that Haruk, and then we're going to know that he's the authentic, bona fide Melech HaMashiach. So the Rambam says that this is Hagwash. It doesn't say anywhere. The Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Malachim, the Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, doesn't have to do any nisim and flos erosis and mopsim. It's not true. He's coming, Lapukich and the Goyim, who wrote otherwise. And the Rambam doesn't say anything about Mashiach ben Yosef first coming, then Mashiach ben David. It doesn't say a word about that. So they all ask, how come the Rambam writes against the Gemara in the Zohar, the Rambam in the days of the Rambam? They didn't have the Zohar. No one had the Zohar. But the Gemara in Sukkah, talks about Mashiach ben Yosef before. So some of the Mefarshim say, because all the other Gemaras over here, you have all the Sukkahs about Mashiach, doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word about Mashiach ben Yosef coming before Mashiach ben David. So the Rambam galpnet, it's a theory between the Sukkahs. And he thought that the Pashtus is like our sugya. So he left out the whole story about Mashiach ben Yosef.
Yom HaShulchan, as our brother says, that the only one to throw Siddha was the Ben Yosef. That's why most of people, one of the things before Mashiach is to wipe out Malik. Only first, that's all you have. Yeshua first by Amalek, then you have Shaul, then you have Roth. He says that only those people come from
Yosef.
And Yosef can do that, then that's why the ship and Yosef has to be
comes first. So that's what the Gemara says, that this Reb Hillel had an unusual opinion, it seems. The Pashat Pshat Gemara is that it was his opinion, not like the Ben Ish Chai said, that he just said it to get the people to be Mesiachtas. Pashat Pshat, it was his opinion, and the Gemara says, Shor Elei Mari, the Baal Shalom should forgive him for making such a terrible statement. We assume it's not correct. There is going to be a Melech HaMashiach. Then the Gemara says, on the first very wide line, on Sadi Chesam and Beis, the Gemara has three different suggestions. The whole Tachlis of Bria Soil, and Rashi writes at the beginning of Bereshis, Bereshis, Bor Elokim, Bishul Yisrael, Shenikro Reishis, Koshisol Reishis Tvuosoi, and Mishvil HaTorah, Shenikro Reishis, Hashem Konani Reishis Darkoi. So Rashi quotes, that's one Medrash, that the word Reishis, Bir Reishis, Bor Elokim, does mean in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. It means Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Yisrael. The purpose of the Bria was Bir Reishis, Bishvil Reishis, which means a combination of two. So there are other Midrashim, I think the Marsha quotes, there are other Midrashim, but they interpret the word Reishis as referring to David HaMelech. That David HaMelech was the first of the Malchi Beis David. Another Medrash says that Reishis refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Adon HaNevi'im, and he was the first one who brought down the Torah. And the other Medrash says that the Reishis is an allusion to Mashiach. Not the David HaMelech, the Elta Zayda, but rather the Ur HaReinikol, the one who's going to be the actual Mashiach. He's called the Reishis. Even though he wasn't the first one, he's the Chanur HaReinikol from David HaMelech. So that these are the three opinions in the Gemara that appear in the Bidroshim. Look, Ivri Alma El Ledovid, the first Amor, it's Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechanan, they're all three contemporaries. So the first Amor says the world was only created, the Tachlis of the Bria was for David HaMelech. Bereshis is Bishvil David HaMelech, he's the Reshis. And Shmuel says Bishvil Moshe Rabbeinu, that's like Torah. That's like Rashi quotes on Chumash. Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah. That's probably the same as Moshe. Rabbi Yechanan says, "Bishvil HaMashiach." The whole purpose of the whole creation was that there has to be a tachlis for the world. What did Rabbi Shlomo make a miracle? Yesh Miayin. He made this crazy world. Ridiculous. The whole world is going to explode. It's going to destroy itself. It's going to self-destruct. So it must be that the Rabbi Shlomo is going to straighten out the whole mess in the end of days. Otherwise, the whole tachlis of the Bria is ridiculous. So that's the third opinion. Bishvil HaMashiach. The tachlis of the Bria was that a time should come that there will be a Moshe Mashiach and there'll be a normal world, not the way it is now. The Gemara has a discussion. What's going to be the name of the Melech HaMashiach? It's a strange Gemara. Mashmo, what's the name of the Melech HaMashiach? So the Gemara says, the Bei Reb Sheli, the Talmidim of Reb Sheli used to say his name is going to be Shiloh. That was their Rebbe's name. The Rebbe's name was Sheli. So they say it's going to be Shiloh. How did the Apostle God ki over Shiloh? Malchus will always be in Shevet Yehuda, but also Shevet Menachot Meiragla, Ad Kiyo Ashilah. What do you mean? The Mashiach is going to have their Rebbe's name? So the Mefarshim says, I think the Ben Ish Chai says that they knew that their Rebbe was a Tzaddik, So they said, we can visualize, they didn't mean to say literally it's going to be Shiloh. They said, we can visualize a person who's going to be Mel HaMashiach like our Rebbe. He fits the bill. They think that he fits the bill. The Be'er Rabbi Yanai, the same thing. The Talmidim of Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai's yeshiva, they said, Yinon Shmo, same Kemat as Yanai. We have Nacha Pasek in Tilim. Yishmo Liyon Mifnei Shemesh Yinon Shmo. What do you mean? Same thing. That they felt that their Rebbe was such a tzaddik that the Melech HaMashiach, it doesn't mean that their Rebbe is the Mashiach. The Mashiach is going to be somebody along the lines of their Rebbe, and not to the exclusion of the other one's Rebbe. Someone like this, v'kayetzibo, not necessarily him. Be'Rab Chanina Amri Chanina Shmo, the Talmidim be'Rab Chanina said Chanina, also based on a pasuk, Ashalayatan Lechem Chanina, I'm not yet ready to bring Mashiach, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. That's how they interpret it. Ashalayatan Lechem Chanina, I'm not yet, Pashup Shat, I'm not going to be kind to you. I won't be benevolent to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. So the Gemara says, no, I'm not going to send the Melech HaMashiach, whose name is going to be Chanina. So they said the same thing, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to be someone like our Rebbe. What are the other tzaddikim? We have someone like that. V'yeshav Menachem en Chizkiya Shmo. Why Menachem? Ki rachek memeni Menachem meishiv nafshi. In the Pasuk, it doesn't mean, Pashup Shah, in the Pasuk just means, there's no one who can comfort Bnei Yisrael. The tzorah of the Churban Abayis was so, the catastrophe was so great, it's not shaykh to be Menachem. The tzorah is too great. So the Gemara is interpreting it, ki rachek memeni Menachem, Menachem didn't come yet. Menachem is the Melech HaMashiach. Yeah. Who is the Menachem? So they said Menachem ben Chizkiya. Who is? We never heard that Chizkiya Melech had a son Menachem. So that's what they were suggesting. Chizkiya Amelech had a son by the name of Menachem, and he was a tzaddik. And the Melech HaMashiach is going to be somebody like him, along the lines of Menachem. Rabbanan Amri and the other Tanoim said Chivra de Bei Rebbe Shmo. Shneamar, the pasuk says in Navi, this is the pasuk that the Christians picked up a lot on, that somehow the Mashiach is going to suffer, is going to bear, suffer for all of our sins. That's what it says in the pasuk. Yeah, you got to understand, Pshat. Why does it help that he should suffer for my sins? I should suffer for my sins. Whoever, Hanef Shachatasi Thomas, whoever sin should suffer. So it's Ashvera pasuk, we don't know what it means. So it says, Ochein Chalyenu Hu Nosa. The Melech HaMashiach is going to be suffering because of our sins. Machaveinu Sivlom, Anachnu Chashavnuhu Nagua Mukel Lekim Umyuna. So they say that Rebbe was a man who used to suffer. The Gemara says, Bometzir, that he suffered for many, many years. So that's what they imagined, that the Melech HaMashiach is going to be Chivra de Bei Rebbe. So a Metzora from Rebbe's home. Someone who suffered. See, the other Amoroyim, the other Tanaim and Amoroyim saying is going to be a type of an individual, a tzaddik like my Rebbe. He says a tzaddik like my Rebbe. And he adds on, Be Rebbe added on, another Knesh has to be a person who is known that he suffered during his lifetime, and his suffering will serve as a kapora for the rest of the kohol. That's what it says in the Novi. Melech HaMashiach is going to suffer for the people. This is the famous Gemara Amar of Nachman, if the Melech HaMashiach is going to be from the living people, it's going to be somebody like me. Very nice. Help from Zir Hazai. Shenemar. How does it say Shenemar? What does it say in the pasuk? It doesn't say a word. What is that? Gematria. Or Rashi Tevis said Gematria. The Mefarshim don't know what the remez is. Where did he say anything? What's the thing he meant? What's he talking about there? Moshe has a tshuva about. They told me that Rav Moshe loved that tshuva very much, that every year, at least once a year, he would tell over the whole story when they would be driving him to a bris, a pinyan ben, or something, a chasen, and he would tell over in the car the whole story that there was a meshugan in Europe, in his village, who was really crazy. He thought he was Mashiach. He used to run around naked, and he used to grab things from people and keep them and give them tochacha, they should do tshuva. And then sometimes he would climb up on top of a tree, sometimes naked, not naked, whatever, and grab things, and he's not going to give him back the pocketbook, not going to give back the jewelry till he did tshuva. A real crackpot. So he finally agreed to give his wife a get. So they wanted to make sure that he gives the get already. So it was Erev Shabbos, and Lachatchil, you're not supposed to give the get. And Erev Shabbos, Moshe said, we got to give the get today. And then it was the first time a get was given in that village. Moshe had to be kovar, the spelling of the village. We're going to do it today. We're not going to wait till Motzoi Shabbos. It has to be today. I think it was Chodesh Iyar. Many have a minute, you don't give the get l'chayr shi yashar, whether you spell here with one yud or two yud. So he said, we're going to give the get today. So Rav Moshe goes through Erev Shabbos, and he goes through here, and he goes through the spelling of the city, how it's going to be. But the main shayla was, acha meshugana, how can a meshugana give a get? If he was meshugana at the time that he married the wife, so the kiddushin are not tofsin. But this guy's itim chalim, itim shayta. Sometimes he's sane, and sometimes he's cookies. And maybe we have to be concerned, maybe at the time that he was mekadosh the wife, he was sane. And now he's still crazy. So Rav Moshe asked him, do you still believe that you are Moshiach? Rav Moshe whispered to him in the middle of the scene, he says, yeah, I know I'm Moshiach. I know I'm Moshiach. Well, what can I do? The people don't believe me, so I don't harp on that theme anymore. He keeps it a secret to himself. So Rav Moshe said, the guy's not Shana, main Shana, the guy's not Meshugana. So Rav Moshe has a very shvera tshuva. Rav Soloveitchik was very upset about that tshuva. He held that it wasn't right. So Rav Moshe said, writes there, he's a Balgaiva. He holds that he's such a tzaddik, he holds it so great that it's right to be in the Melech HaMashiach. So Lechi is very upset. He said, what do you mean a Balgaiva? He said, that's a universal simon of a guy. He's a crackpot. He thinks he's Mashiach. By the Nochum also. It's not that Smiyuchat by the Eden is a Balgaiva. So questionable. And then Rav Moshe, there's another tzad, Shveret Shuvah, the whole Shuvah in the beginning, that part is very questionable, very Shver. So this Gemara is a Chapele. They're trying to identify who is a tzaddik who's roi to fit the bill of Melech Hashem. Nachman says, Kigon Ano, me. Strange Gemara. So the Ben Ish Chai has an unbelievable interpretation on his Gemara. He quotes from the Arizal that the Gemara said in Sukkah, and the Zayah says in many places, first we're going to come Mashiach ben Yosef, then is going to come Mashiach ben David. So he says the Mashiach ben Yosef is referred to in Kabbalistic writings, which I'm not familiar with at all, there's Kisei David. So Darizal hoped that he would turn out to be the Mashiach ben Yosef, who would pave the way for the coming of Mashiach ben David. And he told the Talmidim, that's what the Ben Ish Chai quotes, he told the Talmidim when they daven Shmoneh Esrei every day, three times in the name, he said, Kisei David Avdecha, Meheres Atzmich, they should have him in mind, that he should turn out to be the Mashiach ben Yosef. That's what it means, Kisei David. What do you mean Kisei David? But that's Mashiach ben David. He's talking about, I may turn out to be Mashiach ben Yosef. So he quotes from the Arizal, Mashiach ben David, the real Melech HaMashiach, has to be Ben Achaben from David Shlomo. Has to be Miuchas le David Shlomo. Mashiach ben Yosef, Zokt Arizal, has to be also somehow something to do with the Malchus Beis David. So that's why we refer to Mashiach ben David as the Mashiach ben Yosef. We refer to him as the Kisei David Avdecha. That David, the real Mashiach ben David, the real one, is going to sit on that throne. Kisei David is Mashiach ben Yosef, who paves the way for Mashiach ben... Kisei David is the Mashiach ben Yosef, who paves the way for the Mashiach ben David. So that's what he quotes from the Arizal. So now the Ben Ish Chai interprets in this Gemara, he says, who was Rav Nachman? So he says, Rav Nachman married the Reish Galusa's daughter. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Reish Galusa were descendants of Malchus Beis David, Ben Achaben from Malchus Beis David. So Rav Nachman married, his wife was from Beis David. He was not from Beis David. His wife was from Beis David. So he says, Dose Ginuk, Beis David, to qualify for Mashiach ben Yosef. He says, who is right to be Kigon Ano? I also suffice. Even though I'm only by marriage, it's only Baal Ki Ishtoi, my wife is from the Malchus Beis David. To serve as the Melech HaMashiach, he got to be Ben Achaben. Ben Achaben, Meyuchas from Shevet Yehuda, Meyuchas to David Shlomo. But to serve as the Mashiach Ben Yosef, see, the Ben Ish Chai claims that this Gemara is talking about Mashiach Ben Yosef, not Mashiach Ben David. He says, if he's Min Achayim, is Kigon Ano, I am sufficient. I would qualify, even though I'm not at all from Shevet Yehuda, but my wife is from Shevet Yehuda, Dosik Yehuda. Then what's the mocker from the Pasuk? So that they all have difficulties. Natriya Rashi Tevis, what did he see in the Pasuk? It doesn't indicate anything. Very strange. Shveri Gemara. There is such a Shveri Gemara, the end of Saita also. I think the Gemara said, Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Yiraschet. It's one of the Tanoim. So when one Tana died, Batla Yiraschet. So I think Rav Nachman says there also. What do you mean? Very strange Gemara. By Anova also a Gemara. But I think Gemara has it by Yereschet also. Rav Nachman says. Strange Gemara. Here the Ben Ish Chai says, he's saying, my matzav is sufficient to qualify for the Mashiach ben Yosef. Doesn't sound like it anymore. It's a chiddush. Okay. Omer Rav, imin chayohu, if Mashiach is from the living people, is gigon rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's fit for the boat. Imin mesayohu, gigon daniel ish chamudos. What does he mean? So Rashi has two pshatim. First pshat in Rashi, he says the word kigon is just lavdavke. Rashi writes, v'hai kigon lavdavke. He's saying, I'm looking around at all of the candidates, who is Roy in our generation. In every generation, the Baruch Shalom has an individual singled out in case it'll be time for Mashiach to come. So that's the man who's going to serve as the Melech HaMashiach. So during the days of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, so Rav is sizing everybody up. He says if it's from the living people, he thinks it's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's the one. Shouldn't say Kigon. It doesn't mean Kigon. He thinks Rebbe qualifies. And if Mashiach is going to be from the dead, strange concept, a dead man is going to come back to life and going to serve as Melech HaMashiach. That's how Rashi is learning in the first pshat. He says he thinks not Kigon. He says the word Kigon is Labdafke. It means Daniel. What's up? Don't get Shepard Daniel and Rebbe. So the Mefarshim said, because we said before, it has to be someone who suffered a lot. That's why they suggested Rebbe, based on the pasuk in Yeshayah, Chalyenu hu nasa machaveinu sivlon, that he's going to suffer. So Daniel, it says that Daniel gefas taneisim on behalf of Klal Yisrael, on behalf of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Rebbe Yudah Nasi suffered also. So the Daniel, the choice of Daniel, is along the same lines of the choice of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that they both suffered for the Klal Yisrael. So that's the first pshat that Rashi gives, that the Rav is picking on particular people. He really means Rabbi Yudah Nasi, it really means Daniel Ish Chamudos. And then Rashi has the second pshat, Lish Nachrina. No, he's just giving a dugma. He says, who is, like the other Amoraim, like the Mefarshim said, when they said, what's the name of the Melech HaMashiach, said the Talmidim of Rav Shela said, Shilo Shmo. Talmidim of Rav Yana said, Yinon Shmo. Talmidim of Chanina said, Chanina Shmo. Each one said, the job description fits our Rebbe. We think our Rebbe would be. But they didn't mean their Rebbe. They meant someone similar to that. So that's the second pshat in Rashi, that Kigon is Dafkir. He's not saying, if it's among the living, it is. Not identifying it is Rebbe Yudah Nasi. And if it's from the dead, it must be Daniel. No, it's someone like the type of Daniel. Someone like the if you're looking for a dugma from living people, I would choose Rebbe Yudah Nasi as a dugma. He's not saying Rebbe Yudah Nasi is the Melech HaMashiach. If you're looking for a dugma from dead people, he thinks it's somebody like Daniel Shchemudos, who also suffered on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He was a tzaddik, and he suffered on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So if you learn the second pshat in Rashi, then the Gemara doesn't speak about such a possibility of Mashiach coming back from the dead. There is no such. According to the first pshat in Rashi, he learned in the Gemara like that. According to the second pshat, he's just saying Kigon. And the Kigon is Dafke, just giving a marshal. The next Gemara is also very strange. Like Freud, they say that Freud says there was no such person as Moshe Rabbeinu. There was someone else with the same name at the same time, did the same thing, but it wasn't really Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Psalei Tzonis. So the Gemara has over here that the Melech HaMashiach, his name is going to be David, but it's going to be somebody else. Not going to be the same David. An Ur-Renikol named after the Alta Zeta. Some of their name, David Shlomo, David Shlomo. Okay, so the one is going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach, his name is going to be David. How do you know it's going to be a different person? He says, Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Osher HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hamid L'Hem David Acher. It's going to be a different person by the name of David. It's going to be an Einikol from David HaMelech. He's going to be the Melech HaMashiach. Meichet Teise, because the Pasuk says, V'yavdu Os Hashem L'Kehem, the Jews will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Osi L'Ovo L'Mas HaMashiach, this David Malka Mashirokim Lahem, and the Jews will be kafuf to David HaMelech, whom I will appoint as the king. It doesn't say Asher Heikamti, Heikim Leinem Okim, I will appoint a person in the future whose name will be David, Unur Enikol from David HaMelech. Freg Dig Marakasha, Ivok Siv, but the Pasuk says, David Avdi Nosi Lahem Leoilam. It says, my David HaMelech, the David that I appointed, the father of Shlomo HaMelech, the son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech. It says he's going to be the Nasi Le'olam. State that the original David HaMelech. Doesn't say he's going to be a new David HaMelech. I'm thinking, oh, so that's Zvei Dinin. Zvei David. He's going to be the chief. Melech HaMashiach is going to be the Ur Enikol. It's going to be like, what does the Gemara say? If the Gemara could go in Kesar, Apalgi Kesar. Like you have the president and you have the vice president. So the real Melech HaMashiach is going to be the Ur Enikol from David HaMelech. And David himself states is going to be Nasi Lohem. Nasi is a lower madrega from Melech. Melech is a higher, that's Keser. And Nasi is a plug case. What is the Gemara driving at? Besachnisht. What's the significance of this? Then the Gemara has a comment that everybody's waiting for the coming of Mashiach, the Eden and the Umma Soilim, everybody's waiting. So once what's going to come when Mashiach comes? Hoy ha-misavim ha-siyom ha-shem, everybody's hoping for the coming of Mashiach. The Christians also waiting for the coming of Mashiach. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? So the Pasuk says, Lomazel lachem yoyim ha-shem, why are you hoping for the coming of Mashiach? Hu choshech v'lo yor. For you it's going to be choshech, it's not going to be yor. For the Bnei Yisrael it's going to be yor. We know why we're hoping for the coming of Mashiach. Whether there's going to be punished on the yoyim ha-din. So Moshe le Tarnagol v'atalev, the Tarnagol has eyes that he can see with, and the bat is blind as a bat, he can't see anything. So they're both hoping that the sun should shine in the morning. Well, they're hoping the sun should shine, so the Tarnagol tells the Atalev, I understand why I'm waiting for the sun to shine, I'll be able to see and run around. Like a chicken, runs around. But what are you hoping for? You don't see anything, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime. What's an afkamina? Amalei Tarnagol atalev, ani mitzapa lioro shor shali, when the sun shines I can see. You can't see anything, not in the daytime, not in the nighttime. So the Gemara says, on one occasion, Amin usually means the Christians. One of the Obdi Abed Zorah confronts Rabbi Bo and he says, when is Mashiach coming? So he says, Mashiach will come when Choshech will cover all of you up. Lahano inshi. Choshech will cover it. It sounds like he's telling him. When Choshech will come, so he said, you're cursing me. So he said, what can I do? I'm just telling you over a pasuk. I didn't say you. The pasuk says, Kira Choshech Chasa Eretz Varofa Liumim. There'll be Choshech for all the Yumim. So that means that they'll be punished for all of their others. But Alayach Yizrach Hashem. Kvod Alayach Yirah. The Kvod Hashem will only be on Bnei Yisrael. The aura and the illumination will only be for Bnei Yisrael. So the Christians who are hoping for the coming of Mashiach, so the Gemara says it's not such a wonderful thing for them. It'll be a choshech, it'll be a day of punishment for them. Now the Gemara has a discussion, how long will it be, Yemos HaMashiach? How many years l'maisa? So the first opinion is only 40 years. The Rabban Shalom created a world with the Tachlis, and we went through this Tachlis already close to 6,000 years. And then the whole Tachlis will only be to last for 40 years in an ideal world. It's a little strange. Aboyim Shana, what's the Mokka? Aboyim Shana, Oka B'dor. Poshe Pshat is the Rabban Shalom was angry at the Dor HaMidbar for 40 years because all of the shenanigans that they did. So Gemara is giving an additional level of interpretation. Rashi says that the word Okut means I will rule. Rabban Shalom will be recognized as the Melech over Bnei Yisrael. That is referring to Limos HaMashiach. The next Tana says it's going to be 70 years. Posep is 70 years. Not HaPosek, it's going to be 70 years. As Pasuk speaks about a special Melech, Kimei Melech Echad, who's the Melech HaMiyuchad, Melech HaMashiach, and it speaks about 70 years. The next Tana says, Rabbi Yev is going to be three generations. Vosep is three generations, I think the Maharshor, says, because originally when David HaMelech was appointed, said David ruled, and then when he died, his son Shlomo ruled, and when he died, his son Rechavam ruled, but he didn't have a chance, he didn't have a normal Malchus. Right away, the government was split, and Yeravam broke off from Rechavam, and the third generation already didn't exist. So the Malchus Beis David, the ideal Malchus Beis David, the Baruch Shalom wanted, the Malchus son of Cheres, only lasted two generations and a little bit. That was it. So Lossi Love is going to be three full generations. Rabbi Yoyim Mishloisha Darishad Emar, like the original plan was, the Baruch Shalom originally wanted that it should be for three generations. How does he know? Because the Pasuk speaks about a generation where there's going to be a lot of Yerushalayim, Yeruchem, Shomish, there'll be a lot of Yerushalayim, and it's going to be Dorim. It's going to be one generation plus another. Two generations is one and two is three. It's going to be for three generations. Then the Gemara goes weiter. The next Gemara we saw, skip a few lines. It's going to be 40 years. It has a different pasuk. Yeah, different pasuk. Samchenik imosid isonu. The Baruch Shalom will cheer us up, he will celebrate with us Limos HaMashiach for 40 years like we suffered in the Midbar for 40 years that we were traveling around. Abdeisah is going to be 400 years. Each one is going to say a bigger shiur. 400 years, Vasepis, because it says, again, the same passage, Samchenu, ki mosi nesona. Baruch Shalom was going to celebrate with us Mos HaMashiach for the same amount of time that we suffered. So why say the same amount of time we suffered in the Midbar, traveling for 40 years, Zog, the same amount of time that the Gzeiros, Lavod, Minros, Mazar, V'meir, Shon. The next Amora says going to be, sounds like less, 365 years. So he's already chiseling down. They should have put him first if the first one says 400. So some say it's a longer. How do you reinterpret this? The Pashup Shat. I mean, 365 years. What's that? Is? Because the Pasuk says, Shnasku ulai bo'o. Kiyom nokam belidi, Shnasku ulai bo'o. What it means, Shnasku ulai bo'o, Hashana, a solar year has 365 days, so it's going to be Yom Lashana, Yom Lashana. Like by the Miraglim, it was a Yom Lashana Lira, a punishment, Rashi says, that for every day that they were traveling, so many years, Bnei Yisrael would have to suffer in the Golos, in the Midbar. So this was a Yom Lashana. Rashi finds it difficult. First one said 40 years, next one said 400 years, now we're going down 365. So Rashi says, is the Garsi 365,000 years? Rashi has another gives on the bottom of the first column. Yeah, 365,000 is much more than 400. Okay, that's quite a long tkufa, 365,000 years. Okay. Any more comments on the pasuk? Has anybody know when the actual zman of the ita is going to be? So the pasuk has a lashon yom nokam belibi shnas gulei bo. The Baruch Shalom has it in his heart. So Rabbi Yochanan makes a comment on the first white line. The libi gilisi. The Yavorai Lo Galisi. The Rabbanu Shalom never revealed it to anyone. It's mamish in his heart, like the Gemara had before. The pasuk from Yishai, Razili, Razili, is not going to be megala to anyone. So all of the cheshbonis that everybody makes based on the psukim is only Lelibi Galisi. Gilisi. Rabbanu Shalom just have it in his heart, nobody else knows. Even the Malachi Asheris don't know. Sure. Then the Gemara is giving other suggestions. How long do you think Yimos HaMashiach, how long is it going to be? So the first one said 40 years, 70 years, 400 years, 365 years, and 65,000 years. The next one says it's going to be 7,000 years. What's that for 7,000 years? Like a chasun kala, have shivis yimei amishta. If one marries a psula, you celebrate, you have shevet brachas, but shivis yimei amishta. So the pasuk says, Masos chasun al kala, yosus alayach elokoyach. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will celebrate with Bnei Yisrael for 7 days, but Yom HaShalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elef Shana. Ki Elef Shana Menach HaKem Esmo Kiyama. So the Pasuk says he will celebrate for 7 days, so it means 7,000 years. I saw one of the Mefarshim on the Ayin Yankiv, Frek Takasha, I think the Iyun Yankiv, Es Takasha, but the Pasuk says, Hoysa Ki Almona. It says, after the Churban HaBayis, Bnei Yisrael considered like Amon. If you marry an Amon, you don't have Shivas Mamishti. You don't celebrate for 7 days. You only celebrate 1 day or 3 days, depending what the case happens to be. So the Yod Yaakov says, we are only compared to an Amon of Bizman HaGolos. After the Gula will come, it'll be like, how does the Pasuk say, Ki Yivol Bocha Besula, it's the pasuk right, I think it's right over here, not pasuk. Just like a bacha marries a psula, so too, Yivaluch Banayach, Bnei Yisrael will move back into Eretz Yisrael, and it'll be like a psula. Now, during the period of Golus, it's like an almona. It'll be like a katan shenel adami. That's why it's Tisha Yachilei. It's going to be 9 months. It'll be a renewal of the whole Klal Yisrael. The next mandam is giving longer time. So he says he thinks it's going to be kimei hashamay mal haaretz. The amount of time since Adam Rishon was created till Mashiach will come, so that'll be repeated all over again. Yimos HaMashiach will be however long that is. The next mandam says, not from Adam Rishon's times till Yimos HaMashiach, but rather from the days of Noach. Why? Because the Pasuk says in the Haftarah, kimei Noach zosli ashenishbati. So what it means is, from the days, from after the Mabul, when the world began all over again the second time, from the Mabul till Mashiach will come, that amount of time, that's a long amount of time, that amount of time will be repeated after Mashiach will come, that's how long Yimos HaMashiach will be. They didn't think that 40 years or 70 years, it wasn't enough. So they thought it has to be some extended period of time that the whole world will be in a perfect state. Then the Gemara speaks about all of the promises that say in Tanakh about such a wonderful period of time, all kinds of wonderful things happening.
So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Kolam din kolam istabel in Mosa Mashiach." All the descriptions that are given in Tanakh about all the wonderful things all goes on in Mosa Mashiach. El Mabo is even beyond that. It's going to be much more than much more than that. And the pasuk Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecho Yasa LeMechakaloi. That's a description of El Mabo. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says. And Shmuel doesn't agree. Shmuel says no. Ein b'ra'el mazel mosam shelch l'shibin malchis b'vat. All the haftoches that say in Nevi'im about the wonderful things going to happen, l'asid lavoi, that's all olam abor. That's not the mosam shelch. Mosam shelch is just going to be peace on the world. That's all. Just no shibin malchis. They won't be chepping the Jews. But nothing miraculous is going to happen. The Rambam has adapted Shmuel's position. The Rambam thinks that we follow Shmuel.
Brings both.
It's astira. The Gemara says astira.
I think the answer is that the statement is in the first sefer of the Rambam. The last sefer of the Rambam, he says, when it'll happen, we'll know. That's the answer to this question.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the Rambam says that. We're not sure about any of these things, what's going to be. There's so many different opinions in the Gemara. So the Rambam says, when Mashiach will come, we'll see. What the correct shot? Says the Chachamim themselves weren't sure. Yeah. Then the Gemara has a strange statement. This pasuk that says "Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecha," that the reward in Olam Habo will be for the real tzaddikim, will be "Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecha." No one ever saw it. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Resh Lakish Amar Zeh Eden. Oh, that's going to be an Eden. How can you say that? That's Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecha. No human being ever saw Adam Rishon lived in Eden. So he did. See, the Gemara says, no, he never lived in Eden. He lived in Gan Eden. And the Gan Eden and Eden are two different places. Adam Rishon himself never saw Eden. He only saw Gan Eden. Eden is even better, and that's going to be the special reward for the Tzaddikim. Is going to be Mamish in Eden. It's going to be Gorgavald. Then the Gemara says, what is it? What is it, this promised reward in Eden, Lo'elam Abba? What is it? Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecha. So the Gemara says, it's the Yain HaMeshumer, Banova Mesheshes Meibresh. It's a Peladiki Gemara. Special wine that's made from the grapes that the Rebbe Shlom created in Sheshes Meibresh. So that's what it means. Ayin LaRos Elokim Zalasecha. The wine that's going to be bought. Very strange Gemara. The Gemara appears in Brochus. It's saying Gemara in Brochus. The Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he was learning Gemara in Brochus, so he made a comment, if you'll notice, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi and Brachas, Rashi over here also. Rashi doesn't say. Says Rashi knew that it was Kabbalah and he didn't want to be Megala what the sod is. So he started to explain, I'll pick up on what this Melitza means. What it means, Yain HaMashuma Meshesh and Megrashis. So he said, what it means is when you take grapes and you squeeze out the wine, so the wine was hidden inside. So what it means is that Losi Lava, the Rabbanah Shalom Megala, Sodis HaTorah. That's what it says in all the Kabbalahs. Yain HaMashuma does mean we're going to drink Gevaldiga wine, we're going to shik Zechon. But the Umas Olam is a big thing. And then New Year's Eve, the Sheik is the Kratzma, the Sheik is the. So what it means is that the Seidus HaTorah will be in his Galatas, that the Zohar has an expression that in the Torah you have the text of the Chumash, and then you have, it says, Shor, Bor, Mavah, Heva, whatever, it says all the Dinim of Chumash, the descriptions, and then you have the concept behind it, and the Tanaim explain what the Din is, and then you have the Neshama of the Torah. The Neshama is the Hashkafe that's included in the Dinim, that comes out from the Dinim. So a lot of times it's very difficult to figure out what the Hashkafe is, what is the philosophy of the Halacha. What is the Torah telling us about how we relate to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how we relate to other human beings, how we relate to the Mesoyim, and so on. So we can't figure it out, it's very hard. So that's going to be in his Gala. Oh, the Seder Satan will be in his Gala, Lasi Lava. That's what the Gemara refers to as the Yayin HaMeshumar Banovo Misheshis Mei Bereshis. But just as a Melitza, the Chavetz Chaim talks about what a Melitza does. That when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam originally created grapes, so he originally made grapes, and then those grapes, if you plant some of those grapes, you get new vines, and you plant some of those grapes, you get new vines. So we have vines today, we have grapes today that taste delicious. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not going to make wine. It doesn't really mean this. It means so the Satar El Gardin is God, but why did they pick this as a mushel? The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to make wine from the old stale grapes from 6,000 years ago. What's he going to serve by the Suda? He's going to serve the Levyasin. What's the Levyasin? The original fish that he created in the Sheis Meibreshis, he put it in the freezer, he salted it. Rashi writes on Parshas Bereishis, he salted it and he's going to serve that. All right, it's in the freezer. Can't get a fresh fish? Get something better. What's up this? So that's what the Chafetz Chaim has in one of his Mamorim. Apparently what the Ribbono Shel Olam created originally, the Maimer Piv, Yom Alekim, Yihyar, Yom Alekim, whatever he said, so that was the best thing. Adam Rishon was the best specimen of a human being from all of the other people. And the original shore that was created when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all of Nefesh Chai should come from the earth, so the par, should par sois of, how does the Gemara say? Sita v'la Hashem is shore par. The Adam Rishon offered a carbon. Which carbon did he bring? He brought the original behemoth that came out from the ground. That Karnoisov, how does the Gemara say? Karnoisov, Koidmus le Parsoisov. The first animal that came out from the ground, instead of bringing Vladis, the Vladi, Vladis is gone, he brought the original. What's up with the original one? Because the original one is the Mufchar. So the original grapes are the Mufchar. They're better than any grapes that we can have today. And the original of Yoslin is more geschmack than any fish we can have today. So that's what the Gemara chaps on. This is a mush. Not to be taken literally, this is really going to serve. Lidyos and Yain, I'm sure it means Seydus Atarul Binas Gala. Here it means Seydus Atarul Binas Gala. That's what the Chafetz Chaim talks about learning. He says you shouldn't think that in learning you have the original Pasuk in Tanakh, and then you have the Tanoim said based on that, the Din, then the Amoraim said a Din based on what it said in Tanoim, then the Rishonim had based on that, and the Achrayim, so you have a Din based on a Din based on a Din based on a Din. Each theorem is built on another theorem, so you're going to say the original Pasuk, that's Kodesh Kodoshim. And then whatever we develop now in the later generation, that's only like a told of a told of a told of. That's like the grape that we have today, but it's like the fish that we have today. So he shows from Gemara, no. Whatever a person says Torah Lamita today, the Ribbono Shel Olam says it. The Gemara says in Gittin in the first parak that the Amoraim were discussing what happened with the Pilegish Begivor. Why did the husband get angry at the Pilegish? So they had a machlokes. So they asked Elio Adami, I think. What is the Ribbono Shel Olam learning? He says, learning Pilegish Begivor. What does the Ribbono Shel Olam say? So he says, Rabbi Yosser Bini says like this, and the other Amora says like that. It means that the both opinions that they said in the days of the Amoraim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying that whenever a person is, that's Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, the Chafetz Chaim quotes this from the Nefesh HaChaim from Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. When people are Mechadish and learning, if the Mechadish Lamita say Falsh Yeter is Falsh, but if they say Lamita, so it's Mamish Dvar Hashem. It's the same Dvar Hashem, like Vayom Alekim Yihior, Vayom Alekim, whatever, Totsi Horetz Nefesh Chaya, so the original behemoth, the original grapes, and the original fish was more geschmack than the later fish. But in Torah, it's not that when we learn Torah from Machadish something, Lamita today, it's only a told of a told of a told of, and the original Pasuk is on a high Madrega. No, every word of Torah is Mamish Dvar Hashem. Everything is on the same Madrega. So he said, that's why the Gemara chaps on this Moshel, Yairam Shumabanam Sheshis Mei Breshis, as the Moshel for something Mos Geschmack. The original thing that was created was the Mos Geschmack. Okay. Just last week, one of the boys in Yeshiva gave me a sefer that his parents had published. Talmud Chacham, I never heard of him. I know the parents who published the sefer, but I didn't realize that the father was a descendant from this Talmud Chacham. He was very much beididus with the Chafetz Chaim, and the whole sefer is about the possibility of bringing karbonis bizman hazeh. So it's called Karnas HaMizbeach. It's reprinted now for the third time. So the Mechaber writes, the Chafetz Chaim Shlita, he's writing after the First World War. He writes, the Chafetz Chaim Shlita, Pe'er Hador, writes in his sefer the six issues, the six ikuvim, why we cannot bring karbonis bizman hazeh. He's going to write a whole little sefer, it's a small little sefer, cute little sefer, about the possibility of yes, bringing karbonis, and he's going to solve all of the six issues that the Chafetz Chaim raised. He's going to raise another five issues or so, he's going to solve all the issues. And then he's presenting and he writes, he's a Kleina Talmud Chacham, he writes, and he's presenting it for the Gedolei HaTorah, they should all consider this. It's a very interesting, cute little sefer. So in the sefer, interesting, he doesn't have anything from the Drisha Stir, Rabbi Hirsch Kalashim, that he didn't have. He had the Chassam Sefer's Chubis, but the Chassam Sefer sent a letter to Rabbi Kiveger. The Rabbi Kiveger's whole thing was in response to the Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalish. It was the Talmud of Rabbi Kiveger. So the Chassam Sefer he had. But the Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalish's Sefer he didn't have. He had the Binyan Sin also he did have. But the original Drisha Sin he didn't have. It's very interesting. So he has an interesting comment. He quotes the Ha'oris of Rabbi Atisyo Strashon and Baba Basra in the Vilna Shas and Dav Gimel, where he quotes, Rabbi Matisyo Strashon quotes, I think, Rabbi Shlomo Levilna, he says, on the Nusach that we say in the davening of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh. So he points out that in the beginning of the Bai Shedi, quotes from the Seder HaDeres a lot. So he said, the Seder HaDeres writes that for 19 years there was a Mizbeach and they brought Karbonis and there was no Bai Shedi yet. It took him 19 years till he built the second Beis HaMikdash. So Matisor Shtashon quotes in the name of Rav Shlomo Levilna that he thinks that that's going to be the Seder HaDvarim, we're going to rebuild the Bais HaShlishi, because in the davening we say, in the Musaf HaRish Chodesh, Mizbeach Chodesh B'Tzion Tochen, you should build the Mizbeach, let us build the Mizbeach, well, this is Chodesh Na'al Olamsi. Well, what is Beis HaMikdash Nismach Kulonu later? First, give us the opportunity to make a Mizbeach, and then we should bring Karbonis, like in the beginning of the Bais Sheni, and afterwards we'll be happy to celebrate over the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't necessarily have to be first the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and then make a Mizbeach and bring Karbonis. You can start in the reverse order. It's easier. Just to build a Mizbeach is easier than building the whole Beis HaMikdash. So he quotes it. He thinks that that's the way it's going to be. That's why we daven in that Nusach in that order. I thought it was interesting.
Apologize because we went to the wedding of Rabbi Weinberg's daughter.
Oh yeah,
that's why he couldn't come. So he asked me to apologize.
I have a lawyer, Rami Kim Toy, but he's for the